Good morning. It's Saturday, 13th March. Our middle reading today is Psalms 120 to 124. I'm going to read to you from Brother Cyril Tennant's book, and this is part of his comment on Psalm 121. There will not be time to read all of it to you. I read. Emphasised by the repeated use of the word keepeth, coupled as it is with the name of God, seven statements of truth and promise are made, statements which would have special meaning to Jacob and to the pilgrims who meditated upon them, but which, as Hosea wrote, are spoken to us. They are of great encouragement as we journey in the hope of that which lies before us. The Lord is our helper. Perhaps it is superfluous to speak of one whose name means deliver or saviour as our helper, but we do need to be reminded of this fact, especially when we find ourselves out of our depth in the tempestuous sea of life. To know that we are not left to be comfortless or to fend for ourselves in this life is in itself a blessing. But when we remember with the psalmist that our Lord made the heaven and the earth, we know that nothing is impossible with him. We, along with the pilgrim, can lift our eyes to the hills of Zion and meditate upon the God who dwelt there and say, "My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Now, in relation to the comment, "He will not suffer thy foot to be moved," Brother Cyril writes this. We have already met a similar expression to this in Psalm 66, verse 9, where, it will be remembered, the saints in the millennial age are recalling God's protective care throughout their mortal lives, and say, "Which hath set our soul in life, and not suffered our feet to be moved." They are, in fact, rejoicing in the fulfilment of such promises as are contained in the verses under consideration. God will not suffer our foot to be moved. The Apostle Paul picks up this same promise and applies it in a most comforting and practical way in these words. "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." That comes from Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. If only we will believe and submit to his salvation, he will not suffer our foot to be moved. And not only do we have the promise of God's continued help, but added to it is the fact that he will not slumber. He will never be caught off duty. No enemy will be able to steal a march whilst he is taking a rest. We may slumber and sleep, but he will not. This same promise is connected with the keeping of Israel. Just as God watched over Jacob as he fled in weakness from his brother, so God is still watching over Israel, firstly to punish for outright rebellion, but secondly to keep or preserve a seed to the fulfilment of his purpose. And in this also he will neither slumber nor sleep. The psalm ends with a promise that all of these various statements will be true in all our goings and comings and for all time. Well might the psalmist commence this meditation with a statement which can only be understood after the whole has been considered, a feature with which we are now very familiar in the Psalms. "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Amen. Thank you for listening.